This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Isn't it funny how we can sometimes remember the words for a song that we haven't heard in years? If only we could learn information like that. Well, now you can, and have fun too when learning about the heavens. It's called Space Songs, and it's at IRSC's Hallstrom Planetarium. Planetarium Director and WQCS Skywatch contributor John Bell joins us now. John, what is Space Songs?
Space Songs is rather like a mix between a standard planetarium star show and karaoke night at Applebee's. It's a point where I'll say something about a particular topic in astronomy, and then we'll sing a song about it, or we'll sing the song, and then we'll talk more about what it is the song means, so that when people get out, they've had a chance to not only hear about it in the spoken word, but also through music.
And you want us to sing along with you?
We can take the words to the songs and project them up onto the dome, and then it is very much like karaoke. So we'll have we have recorded music. For the most part, there are a couple of a cappella songs, like A Shooting Star Is Not a Star Is Not a Star at All. A Shooting Star Is a Meteor That's Heading for a Fall.
And this is very much a one-of-a-kind experience because you've written most of these songs yourself.
Most of them are words that I've songs I've repurposed. I really am not a songwriter. I'm a lyricist, I guess you would say. So I've taken songs you've heard before and put different words to them. There's this one song that I really have always loved, which is Waltzing Matilda, which it isn't, but it ought to be the national anthem of Australia. It's a wonderful song. And I thought, you know, talk about some of the things in Australia about walking about. And sometimes when you're out in the country or someplace you haven't been before, you get lost. And of course, in astronomy, if you know the stars, you can never really be lost. You'll always know your direction. So I wrote this song about once long ago, as I walked about the darkened land, I lost my way, knew not which way to go. But just as despair filled my soul and my heart was down, out came the stars and they showed me the way. Stars shine at night time, all through the night time. Stars shine at night time to show us the way. When you're lost in the dark and you don't know which way to go, stars shine to guide us so you will not stray.
Now, why did you write these songs?
I wrote these songs. I started years and years ago when I worked at a museum that had these two-hour workshops for little kids, kindergarten, first and second grade. And, you know, for some reason, a 4 or 5-year-old really just won't sit still for a 2-hour lecture on astronomy. So we had to do some activities, some dot-to-dots and fill-in-the-blanks and walking-around games and things like that, lots of physical things, and song. So I made up some of the songs to break up the talks we gave them and the things we tried to help them to learn about.
When do we have a chance to participate in
this? We have just one more series of these space songs coming up this weekend. It'll be Friday night, March 9th, at 6 o'clock in the evening and again at 7:30 in the evening. And the nice thing about that is if you come out that night and the skies are clear, members of Treasure Coast Astronomical Society are on hand to point out stars and let you look through the telescopes and things that are up there in the sky. We've had some great views of the Orion Nebula, for example, lately. And then it'll also be offered on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock and 2:30 p.m. That's on Saturday, March 10th.
And we've been speaking with IRSC's Hallstrom Planetarium Director, John Bell. You may know him from Skywatch. Tickets are available to Space Songs from the IRSC box office. We'll have contact information on our website, WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.